Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe Ferrero Rocher je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,99 Euro. Außerdem Mionetto Prosecco Spumante Doc je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 5,99 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with his comedy special wrap-up. He's coming up in just a minute.
All right, sports fans, it's time to lock and load for the two biggest names in sports radio and the only show guaranteed to give you a little feedback. It's Sir Charles Barkley and James Gandolfini. The big names, the big games play here on Belly Up.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Belly Up. I'm former NBA MVP Sir Charles. Joined as always by the former MVP of the HBO series, The Sopranos, James Gandolfini. What up, Tony?
Not a lot. Just pleased to be here. Been hitting the weights, doing the cardiovascular.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, dumped a few pounds. Oh. All set up, doing pretty good.
Well, that's good, Tony. Yeah, I've been hitting it hard, too. A lot of exercise. I'm almost back into playing shape.
Oh, yeah? Playing shape for what? Sumo?
Damn, Tony. And yeah, I thought you was in a good mood today.
Jesus, I still am. Take it easy. Just a little teasing.
All right.
Just breaking your balls.
That's cool, Tony. Well, then where you want to start today? We got a lot on the plate. We can go NBA. It's underway. NFL. Coming down the home stretch. We can talk.
I think we ought to start with what's in the bowl over there. Under the sports page.
Baseball. Got all this postseason awards coming up. We can talk MVP, Tony. Talk Cy Young, all the gold gloves.
Wait, Jesus. I wasn't trying to make it to look past you, prick. What's in the bowl?
Bowl? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see no bowl, Tony. What you mean bowl?
Oh, yeah? Then what's under the sports page?
Sports page?
Hiding the f***ing turtle? Jesus. I think I'm blind.
Oh, you talking about my candy dish. Oh. Yeah, it's just some candy I brought from home. My little girl's Halloween candy. Oh. Yeah, I brought it into work. They're going to run it through a metal detector here.
Oh, sure. It's a good call. Some good thinking. You can never be too safe. Especially this day and age.
And Tony, you wouldn't believe how much candy she brought home this year. I thought we were supposed to be in a recession, but she cleaned up.
No kidding. Well, good for you, little girl. Let me see. What's in the bowl?
Look at that, Tony.
Oh, Jesus. Looks like a candy volcano. Mount Chocolala. Oh, these. Haven't seen these in years.
Oh, yeah, Mary Jane's. They've been around forever, and they still cool.
Yeah, until you have about three or four. They start sticking through the roof of your mouth, like you tried to commit suicide with a cork gun.
Oh, check these out, Tony. I haven't seen these in forever. Them wax candy straws. Oh. You know, you bite the tip off the ends, suck that juice out. Oh, yeah. They the bomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me see them. Jesus. Not worth the effort. Like I'm trying to cipher gears. Jesus Christ. Good enough. Head rush.
Here, Tony, easy. Spit that out. Try this. This will get your head on straight. Atomic fireball. They red hot, Tony.
Oh. Atomic fireball. Let me see it. Mm-hmm. Not so hot yet. Uh-huh. A little set of my flavor.
Give it time, Tony. Mm-hmm.
It's getting warmer.
Uh-oh. Spit it out, Tony.
Uh-huh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Tony, you got sweat beads on your forehead.
Jesus, that was going fast. Uh-huh. 2 seconds at nothing. Uh-huh. Then a little warm and fuzzy. Then before you know it, kablam! I thought the f***ing inferno! Jesus. Get some water. Uh-huh. I'm trying to keep my mouth open, but it creates a back draft. Jesus. I smell almonds. Give me some water.
Here, Tony.
The water's not working. Give me some milk. A milkshake. Anything with aloe vera. Before my tongue needs a skin graft.
Tony, easy. Just spit it out. I ain't got no milk. But I do have something new from Hershey's. Oh. Milk chocolate. The footlong Hershey bar. Oh. It's the bomb.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Oh,
Jesus. It's like holding a magazine. Finally, a little relief.
Biggest candy bar ever made.
Wow.
It's like I'm hanging off a diving board. It's pretty good.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Trying to get kids.
There's shouting coming from
Christy
that.
Lee is at the news desk. There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, hello. There's Godwin's good.
Pat Godwin. I'm sorry. There's Josh Benedict Arnold. He's at the upside sidekick chair. There's Ace Crosby. Good to have you with us, Ace.
Mr. Cosby.
I'm sorry. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
My favorite nephew, if I had any nephews at all. I'm Chick McGee, and there's Tom Griswold. And oh, there he is, ladies.
He's bleary-eyed from killing it in Lexington, Kentucky. Comedian yes, Greg Warren joins us. Woo-hoo. Back home. Hey, Greg, got some very nice emails about how much people enjoyed the show.
Oh, that's good to hear.
And also, Chick was there, Josh was there, and they gave you a full thumbs up and A-plus rating. So,
well, that's interesting, Tom, because at the end of the second show, I was screwing around a little bit and pulled Josh and Chick on stage. And I asked Josh what he thought of the show. He said, B-plus, but I didn't care for the peanut butter stuff, which was about... half the act.
A little more than half, I'd say.
Yeah, well. Well, I was just being nice. I don't think I was negative in any way, but that's not what I really thought.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was bumpy at best.
Now, do you think that this is going to take over? Because your nickname has always been Flute Man Greg. Do you think are you going to become like the Mr. Peanut or something because of the...
I like that, Mr. Peanut, yeah, sure.
It's taken...
Oh, is it?
Mr. Peanut.
I don't think so.
Not in comedy. Not in the world of comedy.
If for the album cover, could you dress up as Mr. Peanut and not really reference it? Just doesn't he wear a monocle and a top hat?
Yeah. Monocle. He's got a cane, I believe,
yes,
doesn't he?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he's gripping. Yeah.
No, it's a walking stick.
I don't think
you know.
Did you say
he said
a cripple.
Trying to.
He said crippled, which I don't think you say it.
He didn't get the polio vaccine. Poor bastard.
Hey, Greg, was your favorite part of your taping on Saturday night? My favorite part when the drunkest woman ever started waving her arms, wanting to know if I was still in the crowd somewhere.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, she yelled Chick's name very loudly.
Big Mickey.
Greg, this is called the Warren Report.
Got a number? We're going to be married.
Greg calls us typically on Mondays. It's always a great pleasure to speak with you. This is the first time we've had a request.
Oh.
Obviously, this isn't something you can do today, but this is a request for you to do the history of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh.
Because we do Guinness records almost every day. So
I've begun a little work on that one.
Oh, good.
So let's do that. We'll do that. We'll get to that in the next few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Greg, you had
just real quick. This is from a guy who has been without power for several days in Fort Myers, Florida.
Aww,
oh, boy.
Bless his heart.
Might want to hurry up.
How do you email you?
Well,
I don't believe this guy for one second.
Maybe off his cell phone?
Yeah, I can charge that.
Yeah.
Can't charge it without power. This guy's a liar. He lives in Wisconsin.
Oh, boy. I'm glad you didn't say his name.
Hurricane money.
Sorry, Todd.
Insane.
No, obviously. I think my mom is still out without power, too, so everybody...
He's good.
It says, I have no power. I'm bored and alone in my condo.
Oh.
I am emotionally spent. Well, now he feels great.
As a matter of fact, I was even listening. This is a fraud.
Ear to the wind.
Tom, you love naming things.
Yes.
Greg is working on the
title.
Title for his special. Now,
oh yeah,
he had many comedian friends there who were throwing out very helpful suggestions.
Oh, sure. No, they weren't. I've got a couple of them right here.
Oh, okay,
Josh. Yeah, Warren. What is it good for? In
and that, you know that's my favorite.
That is great.
That was a Henry Phillips suggestion.
That's funny.
If you don't name it that, I don't know what you're doing.
Hmm.
Wouldn't it have to be Warren? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. Say it again.
Referencing this course, one the classic was
War. Yeah.
This one was awful good. Dumb and Dahmer.
Dahmer is very top of mind.
Yeah, they said that Dahmer's pretty hot right now. And I said, well, that doesn't have anything to do with my act. And Mark Gross said, okay, how about in defense of the Menendez brother?
He said that would get people to watch.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's not wrong. I got to hand it to him.
Greg, I'm in defense of the Menendez.
People will click on that, I believe is exactly what he said.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Josh, did you have any others that you remembered?
I came up with one. Greg Warren, Josh Arnold. Just Greg Warren, Josh Arnold.
You're not on the special.
Well, people will be pretty interested.
Oh, actually, no. He contributed at one point.
That's right. Yeah.
So some lady asked something about Uncrustables. Mm. And I said, you know, we were talking about peanut butter. And I
ad nauseum.
I said, well, you know, I don't know. I have a friend in the audience that might have some opinions on it. And Josh stood up and said, I have some very strong opinions.
You reference me by name. Don't act like I just stood up.
Yeah, he was eating an Uncrustable at the time.
That's what was crazy.
That's right.
Would you do a Q&A in your special? What
he was fishing for
at
some,
the end, at the very end. No, I mean, we were basically done, and I just thought,
no,
you know,
he ran out of material.
He did.
I did not.
He started doing some of the Hedberg's act. It was rough.
Not true. Going through
purses in the front row.
Is this your card? At one point, he did that. It was a mess.
Greg Warren, The new special, whatever it's called, will be available how soon? Do we know?
No, I have no idea. I'm hoping sometime early 23. That's up to our director, Nate Bargatze.
All right.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, I saw Nate. I saw Nate, Mark,
great comedian.
Henry
Phillips,
and he. They all said, "Shut up." They all said, "Hi."
Inside.
So when
all of
we
these
got
been on our
never
show.
Mind, they said hi yes. to everybody except Tom. Yeah. Greg, go ahead.
They did. Nikki Glaser was there, when we were leaving the venue, we went back to the hotel, and it was me and Mark Gross and a couple people, and Henry was in the back seat, and we were leaving. I was driving back to the hotel, and Henry goes, I had done two shows that night, and Henry was there the whole time. He goes, "Hey, Greg, how did your comedy thing go?" He goes, that place had a great bar.
You do a pretty good impression of him.
That's very funny.
I miss him.
I spent a lot of time around Henry. We also had, I got some pizzas for my family and friends after the show. We got like 25 pizzas delivered. And, you know, there were leftover pizzas. And Josh took one, and he was walking. he was walking
man.
Through the lobby up to his hotel room. It was about 3 a.m, and he had a pizza. And somebody was like, "Why does Josh Arnold have a pizza?" And somebody said, "He takes one to bed every night."
I didn't hear any of that.
It's his bedtime pizza.
That was
better. The somebody you, Greg? Yeah.
That was
I didn't
want to
make myself look like a jerk.
Better than anything in the special that you recorded.
What?
Our guest is Greg Warren, and his current special can be viewed on Amazon. It's called Where the Field Corn Grows.
No, nope, that's not the name of it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. Greg, I know with as busy as you are, I assume you don't have a topic for today other than...
Well, I was going to sort of do like the top things that happened this weekend.
Oh, go ahead. I'd love to hear.
Yeah. And I mean, we got to a lot of them.
So just give us the closer.
Oh, well,
don't do that. Give us...
Don't listen to him. We enjoy
well,
him.
Well, one of my favorite... You know, I Chick is a guy that I respect a lot, especially his taste in...
You hear that respect.
I did hear that.
Especially in his taste in shoes. Chick is known as a shoe jockey type of guy.
I'm a shoe jockey. That's right.
I run most of my shoe purchases by Chick. And, of course, this was one of the biggest days of my career. And 2 months ago, I got these shoes, these pair of Nike Kill Shots, I think they're called.
Yeah, they're a derivative of the Blazer Nike tennis shoe.
And I took a picture of them, and I have the text. I sent it to Chick, and I was like, "Chick, what do you think?" And it said, "These are great. I would wear these. That's they're
right.
awesome."
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so I was in the green room, and Chick walked in before the first show, mm-hmm. about 10 minutes before, and goes, "What's for the shoes, man? Don't care for them."
I made my mind up that's the relationship Greg and I have. So,
now, are the shoes visible from the camera? Is that legal?
What?
I think so. Yeah, I think that they don't mess with brands with shoes. You can, yeah, absolutely, Tom.
Okay. All right.
A lot of times you can't really see his feet either.
Mm-hmm.
Did you wear that shirt? Because it really brings out the blue in your eyes. It's a very nice shirt.
He did not.
Thanks, Christy. I was going for this shirt, and I got voted down
by
the producers. Yeah.
Mm. What did you wear? Like a dashiki?
It was. There will be issues when the special comes out.
What was the shirt?
Yeah, he's only.
It got off to a rough start.
The fallout from that move is already started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom, what'd you wear?
Josh and Chick were not at the first show. The special got off to a little bit of a rough start. They brought me on stage. I walked up to a big applause. I grabbed the microphone and the cord fell out of the mic. And we had to start over.
Oh.
You gotta keep that in.
Did they have to reintroduce you?
Yeah.
Yes. I was bending over trying to get the thing in. It took a while. Finally, I was like,
Tom.
All right, we're going
to
do this.
He was bending over trying to get the thing in.
It would have driven you crazy. The second show, there was a line he could not say. He kept trying to get it, and he kept stumbling, so he had to retake the line like three or four times.
Chick, we don't.
We had to. It was embarrassing.
It's Hollywood magic, Chick. We don't tell people that. That's not going to show up in the special.
It was very exciting. It was kind of like you were a TV.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Did you have your own music to bring you on?
No, they'll do that in post because there's some people have. Yeah, I don't want to pay $25,000 to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Right.
No, but so for that, so they had no music at all. Then you just came on stage.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Tim Conby hosted and brought me up and did a fantastic job.
He sure did.
I thought it was a great set. The second set, it was. I really felt good about it. Maybe the best set I've ever had. And I walked off and the first thing Chick said was, good God, your younger brother has a great head of hair.
You should say, you've heard him talk about Devin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is like the most handsome person I've ever seen personally live.
He's kind of Colin Farrell-esque.
Yes, yeah. He's got piercing eyes and a dark head hair, a beautiful beard.
Does he have both the same parents as you?
Yes, yes. He's 18 years older, or 18 years younger than I am.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh, that's some sperm. 18.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You had a baby when I was 22.
What can I say?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of good sperm flying around here.
Yeah, Greg, you don't want to see anybody in this room after a show. One time I got off stage and Josh goes, hey, man, you'll get him next time. Being funny. And the issue was, Greg, I didn't get him that time.
I hadn't watched the set. I assumed it went well. It hadn't.
That can hurt.
Now, Greg, we should make it clear that you're not retiring from stand-up.
No. How did that rumor
start? It occurred to me. I was really happy about everything. And then about noon yesterday, it occurred to me that I have to write another hour of stand-up comedy.
Now, did you include any of your greatest hits in the
No, it's all new. Yeah.
But I mean, did you do Flute Man Greg or anything?
Yes, I did on the second show. Somebody yelled at it. I mean, when we sort of, you know, I got everything I needed to get, I did Flute Man. And then I brought Josh and Nate and Nikki and Chick on stage. And
that must have been a real treat for the audience.
Oh, all of a sudden.
Really? Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. 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 When they said get naked, they just wanted Nikki.
I didn't see who he was looking at when he said it.
I want him to get naked.
After I left the stage on the second show, I had to pee the whole time. So I went to the bathroom and I don't know what I was washing my hands. I came out and Nate's like, hey, man, you got to go back up. They didn't get the right walking off. And then he looked down at my shirt. He's like, You got to be kidding me, man.
There was a big wet spot.
It's just 17 seconds ago. You did not have a giant wet spot on your shirt.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.